Let's learn more Batala. Mishneches. We're learning today Masech the Negayim Paragimel Mishneches with the Holy Rebbe Harav Doctor Colonel Yitzchak Ariel. Mishneches Habotim Mitamim B'Shloisha Shavuos U'B'Shloisha Simonim. Okay, 3 weeks and three Simonim. Wait, Begodim. What do we say about Begodim? Begodim was 2 weeks. So this is 3 weeks. So Abayis has 3 weeks. And now you did. We didn't have this before. Okay. 3 weeks.
I mean, everyone we said is 2 weeks.
So this is the first one. This is going to be 3 weeks. Okay, so you have green, red, and spreading. That's the first week. And when it says betchila, so this is going to be like with the previous mission, what the Taisvus Yom Tov said. The Taisvus Yom Tov said betchila ain ze kumay betchila the call of God the kulu lahachlet v'hachla hasgir. Okay, so you see the first week, there's no Se'ar Lavan on a bias. There's no Michya. So the only thing it can be Pisyon. So Pisyon, you need at least to have another week. So Betchila means Lahasgir, not Lahachlit. Oh, fine. Betchila, Besav Shavua, Rishon, Besav Shavua, Sheni, Besav Shavua, Shalishi. So that's 21 minus 2. 21 is going to be 19 days. Right? Because you're going to swallow 2 days. Liacharap and Liacharap Patur, Bepisyon, Liacharap Patur. Now he explains. Uve Pisyon, where do you have Pisyon? That's Besav Shur Rishon, Besav Shur Shen, Besav Shur Shlishi, Liacharap Patur. Or Metavim Beshloisha Shavuo, Shechin Tisha Osim, I was Machavim. Good. Ein Banagon Pachas Mishavu Echad, Velo Yoser Al Shloisha Shavuos. That's a summary of all the various types of Negoim. We've conquered all the Negoim. We've conquered Nige Or Basar, there's Nesek, Karachas Kabachas, Begodim, Bottom. 5 categories. Right? 5 categories of Negoim. No, did I say them all? Nochem. What about Zokon? What about beer? Is there a Nigam of the Zokon?
Karachas Kabachas.
Or Basar, after Or Basar, go back to the Beperi. Or Basar is Or Basar. Then there is. No, I made a mistake in the Shchin. This is another case. Or Basar. The Shchinu Mechve. Shchinu Mechve is number 2. Shchinu Mechve. Shchinu Mechve is number 2. And then there is Nisokin. Then there is Karachas Kabachas. Then there is Begodim. And then there is Botim. What?
The end of Nigayab. So that's the end of Nigayab.
It's 4. Right? So that's 4. And then there's Begodim. And then there is Botim. So a grand total of 6. There are 6 different categories of Nigayim. 6 categories. That's a real bummer. I would be very happy if I could have 7. That we could round it off. Just like I love to tell people, I always say there are 7 categories of Tumah. Avi Avois, Av, Rishon Sheni, Shuma Shlishi, Kachem is Revi, and Paraduma is Chamishi. 7. 7 categories of Tumah corresponding to the 7 categories of Tahara. Shemayim. There are 7 heavens, and Hashem is on the 8th. There are 7 levels of Tahara. Zeluma Zebar Lukim. It's a very nice number, 7. 7 categories of Tumah. When it comes to Negoim, we only have 6. Or Basar. Then there is the Michve and the Shchin. It's a different category. It's a whole different category, Michve and Shchin. Then there's Nisokim. That's a bald spot in the center. And then there is the Karachas Tegabachas. And now we have then the Begodim. And number 6 is the bottom. 6. 6 categories. I thought there's a Zokon. Isn't there a Neg on the beard? Isn't there a Neg on the Zokon on the beard?
Let me see if it's on Mishnah.
I thought there's a Neg on the beard. I guess not. Yeah. I guess I was mistaken. Nigi or Basar. Nesek, and then there is
the truth is you could probably if you count nigga batim and nigga begadim, you could probably fudge some of the nigga adam into 5, so you end up with 7. Nigga basar shchinim mechvat.
No, that's even the rules. The Mishnayis break the Mishnayis, you can't fudge. The Mishnayis break it up. The Mishnayis very clearly break it up into 6 categories.
Mishnayos put Shechin and Mikvah into the same category.
Because they have the same, it's one category.
Yeah, you can say Nigger, Basar, Shechin and Mikvah, Nasek, Karachas and Gabachas, right?
But that's one category. The fact that the Mishnah itself, it's a separate Mishnah. The halachas are exactly identical. And it's two parts of the head. What makes something into its own category is halacha. Halacha. Be like a briska. Halacha. The halacha. The halachic man. Drov. The love is the halachic man. The halachic man. Drov. Ask Carmi. Halacha is what makes you into a new category. Otherwise, there's a boich svara. Azoy drush. That's nisht for unsere Menschen. Weiter. Let's see over here the Mishnah. The Mishnah of the Mishnah Ches. Mishnah Ches over here says, Tisha Asa Yom. The Rav says, 19 days. Tisha Asa Yom, Rishon Vishvi, Shal Shavua and Tsoi, Oilim Lufneim Belachreim. The day number one, the Rishon Vishvi, Shal Shavua and Tsoi, the middle week. Oilim Lufneim Belachreim, Oimdim, Oilim count from before and after. Okay, fine. Pachos Mishvu Echad, Kogoyin Shchinu Mechveh. There's nothing less than Ein B'negoyin Pachos Mishvu Echad. What does that mean? Kogoyin Shchinu Mechveh. What does that mean? Yud Aleph. What does Yud Aleph over here say? Kogoyin?
What do you say by Shchinu Mechveh? Shchinu Mechveh. There is
Pachos
Mishvu Echad that you go under in the first week.
There's Hesker. Shchinu Mechveh. If you have a white spot, you tell me right away. What do you mean 1 week? Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah Shchinu Mechveh Metam B'Shavu Echad. U'v'shnei Simonim B'Se'er Lavan U'v'Pis Yoin. B'Se'er Lavan Metchila immediately. B'Se'er Shavua. So what does it mean over here? What does it mean over here? 1 week. Shchin v'amich dam b'shvu echad b'shnei simonim b'seir lavan pisyoin u'pisa b'seir lavan b'tchila b'seir lavan b'tchila immediately b'tchila b'seir shvua and liachab tur b'pisyoin b'seir shvua. Ah, that's the pisyoin. Wait, b'pisyoin after 1 week. What does it mean over here? 1 week. What does this mean over here? 1 week. Ein b'negoyim pachus mishvu echad v'lo yoyse al shloisha shvus. What does that mean? Kegoyin shchinu mechveh, shloish shavuos ko nigi bottom. Or boss, what do you mean? What do you mean 1 week?
Shchinu mechveh. You can potter after 1 week.
We don't want to make you potter. No. We're not looking to make potter. We're looking to make tameh.
No, but there's no more need for hezger even after 1 week by shchinu mechveh.
What do you mean? There is hezger for 2 weeks.
No.
If it doesn't spread.
Look at the
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're right, I made a mistake. Shchinu mechveh on the time b'shurach, and that's it. U'b'shnei simonim, b'seir lavan, b'pishim, b'seir lavan, b'chil, b'seir shvur lachab tu, b'pishim, b'seir shvur lachab tu, b'tam, right. B'tam b'shur echad, shvur, that's right. Okay, I made a mistake, right. If it doesn't, that after 1 week, that's it. That means that's the final. That's the end. The whole cycle. The cycle goes 1 week. When it comes to Nigibotim, you have 3 weeks. Okay, I've got that point. I thought it was always 2 weeks. I made a mistake. Dvarim Shamarti, Tose Miyadi. No. That's not the pshat. You have no bush. If you have no bush, it's not a raya. Take off my clothing in front of the whole world. What's the difference?
So it's actually very good that this way you can help memorize that Shchinu Mechveh is 1 week. Bottom is 3 weeks and everything else is 2 weeks.
Six right. Categories. Vital.
Seven.
What's seven? Six.
The neshama.
What neshama?
The Yiddish neshama.
Let's see Mishnah Ches and Ikim Farshim. Elokai neshama shenasata bi tohoyrihi. Let's see over here. They tell over here Ikim Farshim Mishnah Ches. Bepisyan, beposa, besem shvo rishayim. Tzvei mivitchila, more than originally, choylates, he has to, right away, choylates, he has to remove the stones. Ah, so this is what he's telling us, the halachas, which really, I'm sure the later Mishnayos are going to talk about all of these things, what exactly you do in all these situations. But right now it says, choylates, what happens if it spreads? Choylates, you remove the stones. The koitza v'toch, what's koitza v'toch? You cut off the edges. You cut off the edge and you smear it and you put it in the toch and you smear. It's like going to the dentist. You take out the disease and you take out a little bit more. You take out some of the healthy tooth. Dentist has not enough to take out the bad. There's nothing that you take out the bad stuff, and then right, you have to drill a shtickle more. Who's asking you to drill more? Take out the bad stuff. What do you have to take away to the good? Just in case there's decay that's contagious. Baloney, it's not contagious, the decay. And then they fill in, and they toch, and they put in some schmaltz from Shalosh Shudas, and they give you a nice bill. Okay, that's so think about the stones of the bayis is like going to the dentist. There's b'posa b'soiv shvur rishayim, tveim b'tchila, more than the first week. So choylitz, you take out the bad stuff, and koytz, and you scrape away v'toch.
Which you did not do by nigei batz, right? I'm sorry, by nigei batz.
No,
right?
There you burn right. The beged. You burn the ganze beged. It says there b'feirush, right? We learned there's no such thing as cutting away the bad stuff. Why don't you just cut away the bad stuff and preserve the beged? Terry, the ganze beged gotta go. If you're a rashi, you have a frock, and there's one little neg on the frock, the ganze beged goes, but it has to be white. Only white. That's why the Rosh Yeshiva used to wear black. Because if they would wear white, it would be full of Nagoyim. Weiter. It's no kunz to wear a black kapata. The kunz is to wear a white kapata. And let's see, you don't get a nega. That's the kunz. It's the famous master of Aaron Schachter. Aaron Schachter's wife would always chepe him. Of Aaron Schachter, she would always like make litzanas of him in front of the Talmidim. So she passed away a while ago. She was very sick for many, many years. Very sad. So once he said to her, Shoshana, he didn't even want to call her name in front of the Talmidim. Her name was Shoshana. He said to her, I don't know what he called. He says, Rebbetzin, I have a chasna tonight. He says in front of all the Talmidim, which kapata should I take? Should I wear? So she comes in where he's sitting there where he's learning. She opens up, she goes, the black one. It's a good story, yeah? I always wanted, you know, if you go to Chaim Blin, they used to have uniforms for all the workers. They have a very big staff of the people who work, the Bali Malacha. And we wear uniforms. They're all burgundy uniforms, like t-shirts, burgundy t-shirts, and they have like on the back, like a prisoner, MYRCB, stamped on their back, like a baseball team, MYRCB, Misifta Yeshiva Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin. They're all over the place, these guys. They have more workers than they have Talmidim. So I wanted to buy all the Rashi Yeshiva burgundy kapatas and stamp on the back MYRCB. You know why they don't like me there, huh?
There's a story they say about
Rebbetzin Sheila Feinstein. Put it back on. Weiter. Weiter the Mishnah. So we have the Mishnah. The Mishnah over here says, the Igam Farshim, the Pisyon, the Pasha, Rishon, Tfeim, the Chilasa, Choylitz, the Koytis, the Tach. Over Amma, Be'ena, Be'sav Shua Rishon, Upasa, Be'sav Shua Sheni. Let's say it stays where it is, and then it spreads the second week. Choylitz, the Koytis, the Zelbazach. Upisyon, so he's saying over here is after 1 week, this is very important halacha, this is very confusing halachas. But after the first week, what do you do? B'pasa b'sayv shuva rishayim, tvei, mibitchila. So after 1 week, you choyleitz v'koytze v'toch. Uva amad b'enai b'sayv shuva rishayim. Let's say it stays where it is after 1 week. U'pasa b'sayv shuva sheni, choyleitz v'koytze v'toch. You do the zel b'zach. What? So what's Shlishi? Shlishi is saying liachar patur. Is that what it means? That's what, I don't know what I'm saying. Upisya in spreading b'soiv shuvah shlishi lo mishkach aslo. Ela lechol chazoras nega lebeisoy kori lo tana pisin. That what's the liachar patur? Liachar patur. Ka nami kori tana chazoras nega lebeis b'shem pisyain. V'rotzaloy mar im liachar kama yamin shepotroy. Chazar hanega lebeis lebayis im liachar she'osa hatzeirufim oy yodun kinega chadosh vim koidem asiyas hatzeirufim the tzipoyrim, the birds chayim noisets kolabayis. So nochema liachar hapitur ka nami koritan lechazar hanega lebeis b'shem pisyon l'rotzaloy mar im liachar kama yamim Shepotroi chozanega lebais. Im liacha shosar hatsipoirim. Oz yodun knega chodosh. Vim koidem asias hatsipoirim chayim. The living birds. Noitates you demolish kolabais. So if you already went and brought the birds and now you find the nega, so you start all over again. If you did not yet bring the birds and it comes back for the third time, it comes back, then you have to demolish the entire bias.
That means that you're chopping up the house piece by piece. You're chopping up the house after week one, you come back after week two, and you see, is the thing still there or not? And if it's still there, you chop it up again. You come back after week three. That's after slow.
After three, so you have to destroy the entire bias. There's no more bias.
So it's after three. So if the nega did not come back, then the coin can be matar the bias already. Then he takes out the birds, and it's good. If not, then he's gonna right. Then you call him the demolition.
The third time it comes back, demolition. But if after 3 weeks nothing happens, if after the third week it doesn't come back a third time, then you bring birds. The tzipoirim chayim, and you slaughter the living bird, and you dip the living in the blood of the dead bird, and you sprinkle, and now if a nega comes back afterwards, it's deemed to be a new nega, and you don't demolish the bias. You start all over again.
Yeah. So how is after three weeks different from Achab Torah?
How is what?
How is after 3 weeks different from Achar Patur? That's okay. So.
Birds. I think what it means is.
You pulled it out. You.
I think what he's saying is the birds.
No. I'm saying. How is the bird different? How is the bird different between after 3 weeks and after on the Achar Patur? Achar Patur means you were in Hezger there is no such thing because you had to cut out the nega. So you cut out the nega, and after 3 weeks it did not come back. So then you would usually bring the birds and that would be it, right? Now we're saying it came back. So now we're saying the nega came back in a different spot.
No, so in the same spot. Is it a different spot or is it to say, I don't know, there's too many questions here. We don't know the halacha. He's just giving you bits and pieces from the Tosfos Yom Tov. There's more information that we have to see. We have to go through the sugya.
I'm allowed to not understand. Okay.
Let's see the chart. Darkei, that's the beget. So up to the next page. Maybe the next page will explain more. It has to, it'll definitely explain more. Next page, Mispar number 22, Tabla. Darkei Tumah b'nega batim. Over here, Betchila. Bayis shenir by nega yirak gadal. Over here, Bayis. A Yiddish shtup. How do you say in Yiddish? What is it called in Yiddish?
A
shtup.
No. Shtup with a P is not a polite. Shtup means to push.
Shtup. Okay, shtup with a B?
S-H-T-O-O-B.
Stub. A stub. All right.
Is a house, and that's why shtibl is the diminutive of shtub. Then we write Yaakov is Yankel, and shtub is the shtibl. And the word shtibl, S-H-T-E-I-V-E-L, V like Victor, is boots.
Heusen. What does heusen mean? Pants?
Stubel.
What is heusen? Pants? Weiter.
Okay.
Betrila.
It's amazing how many things we can cover in a single Mishnah class. Beautiful. Okay, fine.
Favuze fallen alle Menschen ohne mit mir. Weiter.
Okay,
All I know is Rakefet taught me that there is no language in the world that gives you the ability to curse like Yiddish. In Yiddish, there are more curse words in Yiddish than all the other languages put together.
They're not curses. They're just like insults.
Rakefet taught me that Matan Torah was given in Yiddish. Weiter. Bayis shenira boy nega yirakrak oyadamdam. A bayis a nega dina nega hakoyd maskido ad shloisha shavua shahin tisha osa yoyim. Fine. Soif hesker rishoy. Hanega lo niba bayis. Hakoy mit haris a bayis. Hanega om beinov hakoy maskido shahinis. Oh, so if nothing happens, it stays the way it is. That's important. If it stays the way it is, you don't do anything. Only when the negas pasa do we say choyleitz es avanim, the koitza the tochu maskiro shenis. Ah, you see, this is something I didn't appreciate. If nothing, this is klar. You see, this chart, he says it all. If nothing happens, then do hezker. If it spreads, so what? This is where it's different than every other nega. Every other nega from the other five categories, if it spreads, you finished. It's over. It's over. It's curtains. Tame tegikra. Give you the vaccine. We silence you. You're done. Here, if the nega spreads, it ain't over yet. We cut out the nega and we do hesker. We're still going to try to save the bias. Demolishing the bias is the equivalent of hechlet. That's the yesoid. Das is given the yesoid hadvarim. The yesoid hadvarim is hechlet by a bias is demolition crew. That's the so. When do we ever reach the maimud of hechlet? So there's nothing you can do in order to reach the maimud of hechlet. You need to wait 3 weeks. When it comes to Adam, or you have white hair right away. This hechlet day one. When it comes to shchin, so there. What do you need? There you can have, but pisyon. You need 1 week of pisyon, and then it's hechlet. A bias. One week of pasa is not going to make achlata. You have to have 3 weeks of pisyon to do achlata. That's what comes out. That's a very important.
There's an action taken.
But pisyon, if there is pisyon, so what do you do the first week? You go. It's not called hechlet. You take out the stones, koitz v'koitzets v'kotz v'toch. But that's not called hechlet. That's just called a step that you do to prepare for the next state of hezker. Hechlet by a bias means you destroy the bias. And that only can come after 3 weeks. So nochmal, soiv hezker rishon, hanega loy nirek b'bayis, hakoyin mitahar es habayis, hanega omad b'yena, let's nega stay where it is, hakoyin mas giroi shenis, the koyin is mas gir, the bayis shenis, al nega posel bayis acholit savan v'koitze v'tochu mas giroi shenis. Okay, next. Soif Hesker Sheni. What happens now? Now we have the Soif Hesker Sheni. Hanega Loinire, Hanega Loinire Babayis. Akoim Taras Abayis. Hanega Oma Beina Behesker Rishon, Vesheni Oma Beina Oiposa. Oh, he writes Oiposa. Oh, this is a new rule. You see how confusing this is? You would never get this from the Ikam Mefarshim, the first thing. He says an incredible chiddush that if the nega was omad be'ena for 2 weeks in a row, now is when you do the you take out the stones, the choylates. You're not choylates after 1 week if it's omad be'ena. You only choylates if it's omad be'ena after 2 weeks.
What do you say? So if after the first week in Hezger,
that's if it's Pasa. But let's say, look at the middle line. Look at the Soif Hezger Rishon. We have the end of the first Hezger. Hanega Omad Be'enav. So what do you do? What do you do? Nothing. Nothing. Garnished. If after 2 weeks, the Negas Omad Be'enav, you have to be Choylitz to Avonim.
Yeah.
If it's Pasa after week number one, or it's Pasa after week number two, both, then you have to do Choylitz. But if it's Amad Be'enav, after 1 week you do nothing. Only if it's Amad Be'enav for 2 weeks do you do Chalitza.
You know what, it's interesting, right? He actually duplicates what he says when he tells you by Choletz for Koser. The tough on the second column, but then a nega. If you look, he tells you where it's coming from. Either it's a nega omed be'enav behesker rishon, or rishani after the second week of hesker, it's omed be'enav opus.
Where are you reading from? Omar hanega be'enav behesker rishon uvishani omed be'enav. Right, he repeats. Right.
Right.
And then Rosheni Amad Beinav Vaypasa Choletz Vekoitza V'Tochu Maskiras Abayis Shavua Shlishi.
Now let's say twice.
Now let's say Hanega Pasa Behesker Rishon V'Choletz V'Tochu V'Sheni Chazar V'Nire Bebayis. It reappears. Ah, so Nayadin. Let's say you accelerate the process. The process becomes accelerated. If after the first week it's spread, then you remove it. And you put in the Hezger a second week. Now in the second week, if it reappears, then you destroy the bias. So the second week is a very complicated week. The second week depends on what happened the first week. The second week, whatever you do on the second week, all depends what happened on the first week. On the first week, it was Amar Be'enav, and now the second week, it's spread. So then all you got to do is you take it out, and you wait. But if the first week it already spread, and you already did the chalitza, then the second week you destroy the bias. So in other words, you're only going to do chalitza suavonim once. That's the yisoid. You're only going to go and give the bias one chance when you take out the stones. You don't go, I always thought you do it twice. I mean, nothing.
Right.
You're only going to take out the stones and do toch only once. Only once. There may be a delay. If after the first week it did not spread, then you just another week of Hezker. If after the first week of the second week of Hezker, now it's spread, so now you do Chalitza So'avonim, and now the week number three, if it reappears, then you destroy the bias. But if you already had Pisyon after 1 week, and you already take out the stones, and now it's the second week and it reappears, you destroy the bias immediately. Get a head start. Okay, now what about the Soif Hezker Shlishi? Hanega lo nebe bayis tahar. Hanega chazav nebe bekir sabayis noiseit sabayis. Liacha betura hanega chazav nebe bekir sabayis koidim shem nitshkoshdan bitziporim before the noiseit kolas kolabayis. All right, gival, tzchaz the Mishnah. Let's chaz the Mishnah ches. Habot metamim b'shloisha shavuos u'b'shloisha simonim b'yirach v'vidam amir u'pisek. B'yirach v'vidam amir b'tchilo. That means it's going to be hesker. We look what happens. And let's say there's nothing tar. If it spreads, then do chalitza avonim. If it's aman be'enav, do hesker a second week. All depends what happened the first week. If it reappears, destroy the bias. If it's Amar Beinav, you do Chalitza. If it's gotten, it's Tar. The coming number three, that has to already be week number three, has to be where we are on the second week, you did Chalitza, and now it reappears, you destroy the bias. Liacham to you destroy the bias. It would piss you in the Sov Shur Rishon. Oh no, so wait. That's the Iraq of Adamdam. That's when it comes to Iraq or Adamdam, or that's one simon. Or, you know, if it doesn't move, it's just going to be the Iraq of Adamdam, it appears. Wait, Nachmal, let's do Nachmal. Something's wrong over here. Habat in the time. What? Now he first describes the laws of Birakrak Oyadamdam. Wait a minute, so how come in the chart the chart makes no mention of Birak Oyadamdam? The chart only talks about Pisyoin.
Because those laws are straightforward.
What?
Because those laws are straightforward.
What's straightforward?
Birakrak and Adamdam.
So let's see. Let's see how straightforward. Birak of Dam Betchila, B'Sov Shua Rishon, B'Sov Shua Sheni, B'Sov. Yeah.
So Betchila would mean that you probably destroy it, right?
No. It means
Betchila means that they put in the Hezger.
That's what I assume. Yeah. Just like a beged. And then it says B'Sov Shua Rishon. What happened? He put in Hesker. So it means what? The call. What does it mean? The call got deeper. Is that what it means? When we came to the begadim, go back to the begadim. Ha begadim tam b'shishnei shavuos u'b'shalosh shimonim b'irakak v'adam u'b'pisyon. Okay, so b'irak v'adam b'tchila b'sav shuah rishon b'sav shuah sheni and le'achah b'tur. Let's see the Rav. The Rav explains that. Now, whatever it says there, that's what it means over here by the bias. Skipped over this whole thing in the chap. Birak of Adamdam, it's Mishnah Zayin, Rav, Hodikar, the Bugadim, Vatim, Simtum, Birak of Adamdam, Veloikar, this wouldn't know what this means, because it says, Veloikar, Lel, Simtum, Birak of Maroids, Shabar Negar, Shabi Abba Maroids, Shabar Nebesar, Afi Lovin, Boy Kama, Shanim, Enim, Machlitim, Veloy Serv, Lovin, Veloy Pisyoim, Veloy Michia. Al Bugadim, Kishomar, Irak, Adamdam, Shne Shavuis, if it stays the way it is, Avagav, Deloy Posa, ah, then Boesh, Ksibesh, Tisrafenu. After 3 weeks, when the nega returns, what's oisches? Lav lemer davka b'shavu hashlishes. The gam b'shniya v'kein in kvar cholat bari shayna. Ella mishum shabbatim ika shloish shavuos l'nochem. Can you look at this? Look at this new. Kishachazar nega l'chemo shahaya. Oy mirakrak la adamim, oy mi adamim lirakrak, sivin us the bias. Ki ilu pasa, lahachi karle simintum. So he explains, in Mishnah Zayin, he's explaining Mishnah Ches. So what's chaza? Abotin, mitam, shoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshosho Hesker. And now, Besoiv Shvur Rishon. So what does that mean, Besoiv Shvur Rishon? I don't understand this. I don't understand this.
The bias was Iraq Rakur Adam Dam, and you put it into Hesger for a week.
For 1 week. And now you come back, and what do you see?
You see either the color intensified.
Who says that? Where do you get that?
Amad Be'ena. What's Amad Be'ena?
Amad. That's what Amad Be'ena
of. Amad Be'ena means Amad Be'ena. Does that mean that it disappeared? Right. Disappearance is you know that there's no negative bias.
I don't understand. Something like doesn't make any sense.
Amad Be'ena means that there's a negative still in the house. As opposed to
what's pisyon? Pisyon means that the yirachak of the damdam spread. So let's say the yirachak dam did not spread. So then that's the case of Amad Be'ena. But that's the second part. That's the part of the mission describing pisyon. We're not discussing pisyon. Pisyon, I got. Now we're describing over here the case of Yerakayim. We'll go back to the Rav. The Rav Yenachma, Al Begadim, Kisha Omar Hayerakrak Oyadamdam, Shnei Shavuos, Af Al Gav Deloy Pasa, even they did not spread by Eshesh Avenu, Lohach Karle Begadim, Simon Tum, Abachem, and Batim, Shlei Shavuos. Okay, fine, I got that. We got that. That word doesn't spread, but it's a new nega. Kisha Chaza HaNegel, it means Amar Biyena. Oy mirak ladam dan kasa natsa bayis. No, try the mishnah again. A bottom the town with shloish shavuos and shloish shavuos. Birakrak v'adam dan b'tzuv. Birakrak v'adam dan b'tzuv. It has a stain, color white or green. So then Hesker starts right away. Next. Besoyv Shavuot Rishon, what does that mean? Is Yerakrak or Damdam at the end of 1 week? That's called Oma Bienov. That's the next part of the Mishnah. Besoyv Shavuot Sheni, Besoyv Shavuot Shlishi. Maybe what it means over here is that if you have Yerakrak or the Damdam and it disappears, and it comes back. Is that what he's saying? But right. How would you know it disappeared? How would you know if there's going to be Hesker after 1 week? You look at it after the first week.
Yeah, it goes after, so there's a negative bias, and it comes back after 1 week, after Hesker. So then he's chalitz as a bias.
Well, maybe what it means is, when he says over here on the top, it changes. Kishachazar hanegel lechemoshoy ol mirakrak liadamim mirakrak. So maybe what it means is, I'm making a suggestion, what it means like this. You come to the Kohen, I got a problem. I have a nega. I have a nega. What kind? So the Kohen says, what color you got? Is it red or green? If it's green, it's good. It's red, it's no good. What color you got? It's green. Okay, let me check it out. Bias is now Heska. He comes back after 1 week and it's red. It changes color from green to red. The not sats as a bias. Obliterate the bias. I think that's what it means. Obliterate the bias. Let's say after one week, it's the same color. So then you do nothing. But let's say you come back after 2 weeks, and now it changes to a different color, obliterate the bias. Or let's say it disappears entirely, and then after 3 weeks, on the third week you come back, and it's either the original color, but you know there was a time when it disappeared, or it turned into the other color, then v'nosatz es habayis. I think that's what he means to say. It means that over here is, you have a case that the bias over here is that you come to the coin on the very beginning, on the first day. Coin is a nega. What color? It's green. You come back the next week, it's red. Red? Last week it was green, today it's red. V'nosatz es habayis. Let's say there's nothing. Let's say it remains green. Green. That's the next part of the Mishnah. That's the case of Pisyoin. That we're not discussing. Right, that's the next case. That's the next part of the Mishnah. Next part of the Mishnah is Omad Be'enav and Pasa. We're not discussing that. This part of the Mishnah, we're discussing the Tumah.
Here, if it changes, so that's what the Rav is telling us. But if it changes, it has a din of Pisya.
Right, and it's not Sat Sabayis. It's not Sat Sabayis if it spreads. Immediately. So if you on day number one, it's red, or green, it's green. And you come back after 1 week and it's red, you destroy the bias. Well, let's say you come back after 1 week and there's nothing there. But you come back after 2 weeks, now the nega either reappeared, or it's a different color. And there was nothing, for 1 week there was nothing. But the third, likewise, then immediately, and even liachar patur, immediately the bias has to be destroyed. If the nega disappears, or it changes color from week to week, and ultimately reappears when it disappeared, then you destroy the bias. But let's say part two of the Mishnah, where you come back after 1 week and it's exactly the same, we don't do anything. Let's say week number two, it spreads. spreading is not as bad. It's much worse to change colors than it is to spread. Because when it spreads, then we do chalitza soavon. We remove the stones and we give it another week and see what happens. And then if it comes back, we destroy the bias. But if it changes color and it remains exactly the same size, finished. We immediately destroy the bias. I think that's what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay, so chaz over. Nachmol mishneches. Habatim etan b'shloish shavuos and b'shloish simonim. B'irakak b'dam dam b'pisyon. B'irakak b'dam dam red, green and red. If you find it on the very first week, we have hesker. Now, b'soiv shuah rishon will destroy the bias if it changed from green to red. Or from red to green. B'soiv shuah sheni, what does that mean? That means that if it remained exactly the same was Omad Biena, basically, from week to one to week to two, but on week two, it changed color from red to green or green to red, then we destroy it. B'soiv Shavua Shlishi is where it disappeared for 2 weeks. It disappeared either for 1 week entirely or for 2 weeks. And now at the end of 3 weeks, we find the nega exactly the way it was after it took a break, destroyed the bias. And even Liachar HaPetur, even if it was for 3 weeks, for 2 weeks, there was nothing. And now after HaPetur we find it, then we have to destroy the bias. That's because all... Then we destroy, there's no, when you destroy the house, you bring birds? No, you don't bring birds. There's no birds.
Why?
There's no birds. Li'achar HaPetur, you're right. So if we already bring the birds, you're right. If we already brought the birds, then we start all over again. Li'achar HaPetur means after we said it's, well, you didn't have a chance yet to bring the birds. There was a shortage of birds in the market, so you didn't get a chance yet to bring the birds. Okay. Now we go to Pisah V'Pisyon. So then, that means the nega does not change color. Red is red, green is green. Doesn't change. It's a broken light. It stays the same. The only shaila is, does it spread? Does it spread? So the other lights are all also broken. So the pisya. So the service shiva rishoin, the service shiva sheni, the service shiva shlishi, and the achabatur. And that's all the complicated halachas. If it stays exactly the way it is in the weeks, so we do nothing. If it stays exactly the same for 2 weeks, then we do chalitza. If it spreads 1 week, we do chalitza. And then if it comes back subsequently after the chalitza, you can't destroy the bias until you have chalitza. And to have chalitza, either has to spread for 1 week, or it has to be omad be'ena for 2 weeks. And then we destroy the house. And we have the b'tam b'shoy shavuos, maximum 3 weeks, shein tisha asa yoyim. Ein b'negoyim pachas mishavu echad, chazara, 1 week, ve'lo yoyser al shlo yoyser shavuos, not more than 3 weeks. My button. All right, I gotta go. It's 3 weeks. My mom's gotta go. So Baruch Hashem with 3 parakim. Gevaldik. Okay? I never would have learned these 3 parakim. Rav Moshe says you can make a seam after 3 parakim, Mishnais, B'dievet. So now we can make a seam on Masech and Negoyim. Messiah, all the Negoyim. All the Koronis is with Messiah, get rid of it. Salikala Negoyim. All the Negoyim should go away. All right, I gotta go. Zai Gizun.